Katie and Tuli, East Coast Radio.
And that's how we wrap up 30 minutes of non-stop music. You know, as KZN, here at East Coast Radio, if there's something we care about, is you. And we understand that there's some information that you find hard to get. But at East Coast Radio, we have brought Umgeni Water to you just to highlight a few issues to give us more information. So tonight, I have for you the acting chief executive, Nomalungelo Mkhize, and of course, she's with her chairperson, Umakasela Mzobe. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you very much for the warm welcome.
Thank you very much. A pleasure. Okay, let's go straight into the questions. You know, I've been told that Umgeni Water intends on improving the quality of life and enhancing sustainable economic development in the province. So what achievements do you pride yourself in that the organization has achieved in line with the intended, particularly in the year 2019-2020 financial year?
Thank you for the question. For the current financial year, we continue to extend our infrastructure to our previously unserved areas in the province. And in the current year, we've spent in excess of 200 million in our rural development infrastructure. So that is how we are then enhancing or at least improving the quality of life in those areas. In terms of enhancing sustainable economic development, obviously with construction comes the creation of jobs, but also with putting down infrastructure for water, increasing access to water in those areas also stimulates the economic activity in those areas as well. We leave those areas in a state where they're able to then further develop, as water is a catalyst for economic growth by creating the industry. Also, just to note that within the 2019-2020 financial year, we've been able to contribute over 250 jobs through our capital expenditure program rollout. So we are able to then assist also there. Our CPG program, which is targeted at our SMMEs, where we say we reserve 35% for the previously disadvantaged businesses, SMMEs in particular sectors, or at least a particular group, including women, including your military veterans and the youth-owned businesses. And we have achieved, in terms of our overall expenditure, that 35% has gone into those designated groups for their upliftment. Within the 35%, over 40% has flowed to women-owned businesses.
Oh, wow.
So that is how, in the year, we've been able to contribute to the socio-economic development and also enhancing the quality of life.
Nomalungelo, it looks like your office is one that is really working tirelessly. Makasela Mzobe, tell me this. 32 million cubic meters of water has been treated by Umgeni Water in 2019 and 2020. Where does the water go to, and who are the organization's customers, really?
Our customers is Ethekwini Municipality, Msunduzi Municipality, Ngungundlovu District Municipality, Ilembe District Municipality, Ugu District Municipality, Herikwana District Municipality, and Buthukela District Municipality. Recently, we added King Kwechayo, which under the reporting year. We are confident that all of them are getting quality water services. Obviously, the municipalities take the water into communities, into the industries. So we continue to service our relationship. But we must indicate that although it's not the primary mandate of Umgeni to help municipalities with infrastructure to the households for the usage of water, but we have taken a decision that we are one government, we are an entity of government, we should help our municipalities with the necessary skills they need so that we don't provide them with water and they struggle to take water to the households for communities to use.
You know, Chairperson, while we're still on that note, maybe can you highlight to us how important is corporate governance to Umgeni Water?
It is, because you might have noticed in recent years with the Zondo Commission that once corporate governance systems collapse, institutions collapse. So it's important that Umgeni instill a culture of ethical leadership and apply all applicable laws in protecting the integrity of the institution. And that you can only achieve through having a good corporate governance, ethical leadership, and the strategic leadership at the board. You don't need a board that interferes with the day-to-day running of the institution. But also you don't want a management that interferes with the tendering processes that compromise the quality of services that we render. That's why it's important that we draw lessons from what we see in the Zondo Commission and make it a point that we don't have Umgeni in the long run losing its prestige status of being a financially viable institution.
You know, Nomalungelo, if I go back to you, it's impressive for me to see state-owned entities achieving positive financial results year on year. And I hear Umgeni Water is actually one of them. Did the organization make a profit in the year 2019-2020?
Yes, indeed, we did make a profit. We have had quite a pleasing set of results. though slightly below from last year, but it was affected with also the impact of the coronavirus pandemic that hit us, particularly in the last quarter of our financial year. But our results were quite good, with a profit of 1.3 billion that was made for the current year. And with this profit, we'd also ensure that we are able to build then the reserve. We do have quite a sizable budget in terms of capital infrastructure development or capital infrastructure program rollout in the 5 years to come in the region of about 17 billion. So with us achieving these surpluses and profits on a year-on-year basis, we're able to build those reserves so that we're able to use what we have put away in investments before having to go out for lending, which then has a resultant impact in our tariff and costing in the future.
You know, Nomalungelo, earlier on you actually touched on skills development. And I know that from the annual report that 33 million was spent on skills development within the organization. Now, how important is your workforce to the success of the organization?
Skills development, I think, for any organization cannot be overemphasized. And for Mgeni Water, it ensures that you've got the best skilled personnel at any given point in time to deliver efficient services to our customers. And, you know, skilled workforce essentially an enabler for our employees to excel in their individual and also organizational roles to deliver on the entity's mandate, which is the delivery of water.
Babu Mzoba, Monday was Water Day worldwide. Now, how important is producing quality of water to Mgeni Water? And what mechanisms or ratings do you employ to ensure that the organization achieves on the quality of the water?
We can't compromise on the quality of water, and we pride ourselves that we have been able to protect an excellent water quality standard, which is a core function of our mandate and the contractual obligation toward our customers. And we are measured among the best in the world by independent organizations that test our water, and our laboratories are at a very high level. We test our water, our laboratories get tested and verified that they still meet the high level of quality. It's very important, because without quality water, there is no life that can take place.
Absolutely.
In communities, whether we're talking drinkable water or water for industries. That is why part of our message in this day and month of celebration of water is that our people must learn to protect the resource that is scarce, which is called water. So we really think that it's a resource that as Mgeni Water Board can be caught wanting in the implementation and the protection of this resource.
You know, Mrs. Nomalungelo Mkhize, Acting Chief Executive, Makasela Mzobe, the Chair, thank you so much. This information to us as KZN is very important. And thank you so much for taking your time out to come talk to us as KZN, because it truly shows that Mgeni Water cares about the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
Mini and Tuli, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.